Health officials have shut down the Middle Eastern pastry and deli shop in Salt Lake City. There were 47 violations.
First of all, do you ever go to delis? You seem like a deli kind of guy.
I guess.
I love delis.
I mean, I go to delis that are around here downtown to get sandwiches, things
right.
like that. Yeah.
I mean, they...
It's not like my thing,
well,
but...
Well, right, but I mean, they produce a much more authentic flavor in general, I believe.
Then what you can get in other places.
Then you get it like
sure.
some of the chain shops.
That's right, and that's absolutely right. They'll carry maybe some specialty items that you wouldn't find as quickly or as easily in other places. You're right about that, for sure. Now, one of the 47 violations includes slaughtering lambs in the back parking lot. Apparently, they went back there and it said, quote, there was a plastic bag with sheep limbs and a sheep head in the back area. Now, some of the other violations include having the kitchen in the garage, unclean cooking and baking equipment, expired food handler cards, et cetera, et cetera.
This, to me, though, is an age-old argument.
Dishes being cleaned in a mop sink.
That's kind of gross.
Well.
But part of the thing you like about these is the authentic flavor. Now,
yes.
Think about places in New York City.
Which
stuff.
You can only get in a mop sink.
Okay, that's why I said maybe some of the things were gross.
You ever thought that the authentic flavor might come from just general uncleanliness?
Yes, I really do. I'm not advocating for this, but I am saying.
Hold on.
If you've ever eaten at places outside the country where they don't have the same tight health regulations,
mm-hmm.
there's a different flavor at those places. And I think that's why.
The food tastes better if the person has just dirty hands.
If they haven't changed the oil in a couple of weeks, then the stuff that comes out of it just has that. I like to call it authentic flavor.
Well, I want to make a point.
Here's another thing.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten at the steakhouse up in Brigham City where they actually have their own cattle?
No. They
Delicious.
Slaughter it there?
Delicious. Yeah, I'm sure that they use more clean standards than doing it in the backyard. And
this is actually the point that I wanted to make, though. I was actually kind of impressed that they were slaughtering lambs in the back parking lot, because this is an establishment where you're going to get fresh meat. And there's something to be said for that. Now, I don't eat a lot of lamb except in euros, right? And I can't vouch for the amount of lamb or the quality of it that's in there, because, you know, it's ground up and it's smashed up and it's heavily seasoned. So, I mean, they could really probably put anything in euro meat, pass it off, and I'd buy it and say, yeah, this tastes great. Put that sauce on it and I'll give it a thumbs up, right? If it's salty enough. And, but I mean, when I read that and I read that they were slaughtering it out in the back parking lot, I thought, good for them.
It's fresh.
It's fresh. Now, obviously, you got to follow the rules.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. So I'm actually in favor of public health. I mean, I hope I'm
Are
not
you
coming
sure?
off the wrong way.
You were pretty specific in
I'm
your
just saying,
opinion.
If you're going to, I feel like you should be able to post, we have not passed our health inspection. And you should know that going in. That's the thing. Like, if you want to eat it anyway, and it says we are not certified by the health department.
Would you support those letter grades? They do that in California.
Interesting.
You know, where you get each restaurant gets a certain letter grade. You have to post that.
If you have a D, the only thing it says is we wash our hands most of the time. Everything else is on the table.
D minus, colon, you know it's good. D minus equals
somebody
authentic.
Somebody could, you know, make a marketing thing out of that, I think.
You could. You could do like a Gephardt for
Well,
like
what you
low
do is
end,
you get somebody like,
low
this
end
taste
unhygienic
good?
Restaurant.
Does this taste good? Oh, it tastes amazing. Do you want to know?
Show me your fingernails. Ah, that's why it tastes so good.
That makes me think of the Seinfeld episode.
Which one?
Well, the one where he goes to the restaurant and it's the most delicious food, and the guy goes, he comes out of the restroom and doesn't wash his hands and goes back out, and all Jerry can do is see him working the meat with his hands.